I must stay brilliant all of the time. I must stay brilliant all of the time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. At all times, I am bright, alert, keen about all the things that are going on in my world. At all times, I am on top of everything. And I'm on top of the idea that thoughts are things, thoughts are the power of the universe. Thoughts are whatever I have in my mind about myself at any given time. And it would do me well to be on top of things all of the time, to be brilliant all of the time, to be alert all of the time, to be aware all of the time of what is my genius. What is it that I am? Now, when I walk into a group of people, am I a sparkling, delightful, charming person, or am I dull and sort of sad? What am I? Am I the kind of person that you like to have at a party? Am I the life of the party? In a beneficial way, that is, you know, in a harmonious way. But who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What is my life all about? I must be brilliant at all times. I must be alert at all times. I must keenly be aware of all the things that are going on around me at all times. I'm awake. I'm not dead. I'm not dying. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sad. I'm not feeling that I'm not part of the world. I'm not feeling that somebody else is more brilliant and more wonderful and more fantastic than I am. There's no comparison. When I reach down to pet a dog, I give my whole heart to petting the dog, and I say, I love you. You're a wonderful guy, and I am the master. When I talk to a group of people, I share with them what my heart tells me, what is inside me, who I am. I don't read a lot of books, and I don't go into a lot of listening techniques of being aware of what other people are thinking, saying, and doing. I'm aware of what I am thinking, saying, and doing. I'm aware of who I am. I'm aware of just how wonderful I am. Wherever I am, I'm on top of it. Now, I'm not superior to anybody else. I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not trying to put anybody down. All I'm doing is putting myself up. All I'm doing is being alert, awake, aware of just who and what I am and why I am what I am. I'm just alert, awake, and aware of all that's going on in my world, and I delight in it. I thrill in it. I think it's just the most marvelous, most wonderful, most glorious happening that I could ever have in my life, because I am brilliant all the time. I must stay brilliant all the time. That's who I am. I can let my guard down and be sort of unaware, but then I'm not happy. I can at times just think that other people are more brilliant than I am, and that's okay too. But I must be my own brilliant self at all times. When people are talking, I think about what they're talking. I don't think about what I want to say, but I think about what they are talking. And I enter into their conversation because I created them talking in my world. I created them being in my world. And as I create them in my world and talking in my world, then I am part of that world that they are talking in, and they are sharing their ideas. Now, if any ideas they have are not harmonious with my way of thinking or not harmonious with my values and who I think and what I think is important, then I merely slip the subject into a high gear and point it in the direction of the values that I feel are great. And I tell them, hey, you're wonderful. You really have good values. When you say, and then I pick out those things in their talk about that they say that are truly wonderful and uplifting and supportive and are brilliant. You see, I have to be brilliant to recognize others are brilliant. Others are brilliant only insofar as I recognize that they're brilliant. And if I see them brilliant in an area that I'm not harmonious with, then that's where I must do my shifting. That's where I must do my looking at myself and saying, now, what are my values? How does that fit into my values? How does that fit into the values that I think are so wonderful and so glorious and so outstanding in life? How does it fit? Well, when I am truly loving, truly unconditionally loving. I'm not trying to put anybody down. That's the last thing in the world that's important to do. I'm not trying to give anyone advice because I have to advise myself first. And I don't advise anybody else. I just tell them what my point of view is or how I would look at something. But they must make the decision as to what their advice is for themselves, what their decision is for themselves, what direction they want to go in their life. And how wonderfully they go that way. And how they, every time I tell them, hey, you know what to do. You are guided by the divine in you. If you want someone to be a joy in your life, create them. If you want someone to be a sad thing in your life, create them. It's up to you. Now, what do you want? Who needs a sad thing in their life? Who needs to have unhappiness in their life? Who needs to feel that the world is not a beautiful, glorious, wonderful place? Nobody I know. All the people I know are looking at life in a glorious, beautiful way. They're finding beautiful things in other people. They're finding in that little boy who is all dirty and disheveled and coming in and walking into the living room and saying, Mommy, here's a flower. And he ripped it out of the flower garden in front. And Mommy can't say anything but, well, how sweet of you. How lovely. She doesn't say, you dirty little urchin, go and wash up before you give me a flower. Go and make yourself presentable before. He made himself 100 presentable. 100 presentable by being 100% presentable as he gave the flower out of his heart, out of the joy of his being. We look beyond the appearances, we look beyond sometimes the level of attitudes that come to us, and we see the beauty that's there, we see the harmony that's there, we see the love that's there, we see beyond. Can you look beyond other people in your world? Other people in your world who would like to have you be something less than what you really are? Can you look beyond them and say, well, thank you for seeing that in me. That's very wonderful of you, even though it may have been negative. I'll certainly be working on that because that's not something that I want to shine out. That's not my real self. My real self is being unconditionally loving. My real self is being loving on all levels of consciousness. My real self is being brilliant in to the extreme of joy and happiness and peace and love. Oh, how I do love that. And you see, when we have that in our consciousness, when we have that in our awareness, when we have that so that we are truly in charge, then everything we do is brilliant. To stay brilliant at all times means one thing alone. I am alert. I am keen. I am on top of everything. I am a delight to me in my world. I am a delight to me in my world. Can you do that for yourself? Oh, I would say you do that all the time. Do I do that for myself? Yes, I do that all the time. Does everyone do that for themselves? They sure do. Why? Why do we all want to be keen and brilliant, outstanding, uplifting, supportive? Why do we all want to be the joy to the world under all circumstances? Why? Because that's our nature. That's our nature. That's our nature to be joy, to be harmony, to be peace. It's our nature to be loving. It's our nature to be fantastic. It's our nature to be all that is good. That's our nature. That's our nature. And what do you want out of your nature? Do you want out of your nature that you are a glorious being? Do you want out of your nature that you are pure happiness? Do you want out of your nature that you are joy to the world? I know. That's my everyday thought. I stay brilliant all the time because it's my nature to be alert, to be keen, to be sensitive, to be caring, to be in tune with all that is good and beautiful at all times, everywhere in the universe. It's my nature. It's who I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters to you, too. So, with a smile in your heart, and with joy in your heart, with love in your heart, join me on being brilliant And all the time, I love you. I love you. I love you.